I'm Farai Chidea, and last week, Maine became the fifth state where same-sex marriage is currently legal. California allowed it and then banned it, which is another whole story. But Maine's Democratic-controlled Senate voted 21-13 in support of the bill, which redefines marriage as the legal union of two people rather than between a man and a woman specifically. Now, the state's House of Representatives debated the issue hotly for 3 hours, then voted 89-57 in favor. Seven Republican representatives voted in favor of the bill, and one is Representative Pat Flood, who is with us now. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
So first off, let's know a little bit about you. Do you consider yourself not only a Republican but a conservative?
A fiscal conservative. I think if you characterize me as a conservative Republican, that would bring some chuckles from some of my colleagues. I think I'm probably better characterized as a moderate, somewhat independent Republican.
So before this whole debate, where did you stand on same-sex marriage?
Kind of neutral. I really wasn't a topic that I spent a lot of time thinking about. I serve on the state's budget committee, so I'm pretty well focused on that kind of thing all the time. So pretty neutral, and frankly, like a lot of legislators, I almost would rather not have to deal with it. But the fact of the matter is it comes to us, and we have to deal with it.
Now, when you take a look at issues like this, which are huge hot-button issues, do you rely on your internal compass, or do you talk to your constituents and rely on what they want, or both?
It's a balance of all that, Farai. I had about 600 constituent inquiries on the topic beforehand, and generally more favorable than unfavorable. And I spent a lot of time actually talking to my family and colleagues and coworkers and so forth. And then, you know, when it comes right down to it, that's why they elect us, is to make difficult decisions, and you think it through yourself. And I spent quite a bit of time the 2 weeks up to that vote thinking that through and came to some conclusions that helped me get to my vote.
A state representative who doesn't approach things with a preconceived notion, who actually listens to people close to them and constituents and voters in the state and makes a decision, what's wrong with you? My goodness.
I think, you know, Maine is a pretty tolerant and wonderful place to live, where I think people express their views independently and openly, and I think that elected officials over time up this way have mirrored that.
Now, New England has been, you know, one of the epicenters of the response to the calls for same-sex marriage. Why do you think that is?
Again, I think it's that independent nature of New England, perhaps.
Finally, give us a sense of where you think this will change Maine. Do you think it's going to change Maine a lot, a little? How does this really figure into your state?
You know, that part I haven't really thought through that much, but to me, I guess it wasn't really so much about my traditions or my values or opinions voiced by others, but the whole discussion on gay marriage was really about gay people who would like the freedom to get married. And the fact is, like it or not, they had to get permission from other people, like legislators and a governor, before they could do that. And I think now that that's done, I think it expresses to all the country that Maine is a state that recognizes equal freedoms and encourages tolerance and the celebration of our differences. So I think that will be a good thing overall for Maine.
All right, Representative Pat Flood, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.